Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was born in a small town.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me and having a great visit with our good friend Nicole Galinas, the author of After the Fall, fellow with a Searle Freedom Trust fellow, I should say, at the Manhattan Institute and contributing editor at City Journal. And that's manhattan-institute.org. Is that right, Nicole?
Yep, that's right.
And also city-journal.org, if I remember correctly.
Right.
So what else have you been working on? What are the things are you tracking these days that we need to know about, Nicole?
Well, I've just been writing a lot on this private sector debt issue, especially the mortgages. That, you know, it's, people think maybe the mortgage crisis is in the past, but if you look, you know, for example, just at the mortgages on 10 apartment rental buildings in the Bronx that went into one of these mortgage securitization trusts back in late 2006, early 2007, landlord walked away less than a year later, couldn't make the economics work. And it took 2 years to work out this debt where you got a write-down in the amount of debt that was owed or a reduction in the principal so mm-hmm. that somebody could come in and buy these buildings at an economical price and maintain the buildings. And the problem is there you had a bunch of sophisticated investors that could really push for these principal write-downs. In the single-family home environment, you don't have sophisticated investors pushing right. for reductions in the amount of principal owed. They're all over the place. It's very hard to work out these issues.
So you think we're taking too long to get the resolution of these things? Is that what you're saying?
You know, whether we're taking too long or not, if people wonder why the economy isn't doing well, this is why. You're spending so much of your household money servicing the bad bubble era debt of the past rather than mm-hmm. investing in the future. You know, whether it's too long or not, whether it's wrong or right and so forth, the math of it says you're putting money into the past, so you're not putting it into the future. Not very different from what's going on in Europe, where we have an institutional breakdown in how to resolve this mortgage debt. You can't write it down in bankruptcy. You can't seem to work it out one-on-one with the banks. No mm-hmm. one even knows who owns it. And in Europe, the problem is, of course, they don't have ways of working out this sovereign debt. But not a big difference in terms of the problem and the drag on demand, and also not a big difference in the fact that politicians don't want to face up to the reality of it.
Are we experiencing, with the inability to deal with the bad debt that we have, all the bad debt we have, and we have a lot of bad debt. We have the mortgage issues. We have, I'm sure we still have the student debt issues that are going on, and
sure.
I'm not sure where we are on all the credit card bad debt, but are we experiencing a little bit of what happened in, or maybe a lot of what happened in Japan 20 years ago?
Yeah, I think so, particularly in the fact that the government's policy, whether it's Obama or Bush or Paulson or Bernanke or whomever, is to protect the financial system, so they would rather pretend that the financial system is healthy when it's not. They can only mm-hmm. pretend that by ignoring all of this bad debt.
Yeah, that's something that a lot of people don't think about. We really haven't washed through. We still have a lot of bad debt toxins to wash through our economy, don't we? I mean, there's still a lot of that hanging out there, isn't there?
Yeah, that's true.
And so until we really face that, you know, when we talk about what's it going to take to create jobs, that's one of the things that we've got to get out of the way. And I don't, what's the best way to handle that, Nicole?
Well, I think it's very difficult. And it would be better if we did the right things rather than the wrong things. But
what would be the example of the right thing?
We've got to address this private sector debt in some way, or at least explain to people why the economy is not growing. You know, it's not what either party says. It really
right.
is this overhang of the bad mortgage debt. And also, you know, both parties tend to think we're still back in the 1990s, that things that would have helped the economy back then, like the payroll tax credit,
right.
would help
right.
a lot now when they don't.
Right, exactly. There's no question that they're not dealing with what's really wrong with our economy, and that's another reason why, you know, I was disappointed in President Obama's jobs presentation last week. Nicole, thanks again for being here. Good job today. Thanks for reporting to us on these important issues.
Oh, thank you, Jim. But likewise.
Yeah, Nicole Galinas, ladies and gentlemen. After the Fall is her new book. Also, Manhattan-Institute.org is her. One of her organizations, along with she's a contributing editor to city-journal.org. She'll be back another day. I will be too after these messages. I'll take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after the news. I'll see you in a few minutes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.